It's July 4th weekend across America, a time of celebration, hope, and critique, in what most can agree are tough, unsettled times. There are American flags, and with COVID lifting, family gatherings, but still caution as we live in the red, white, and blues of the era. American Roots brings words and music for your entertainment and edification, including recordings by Nina Simone, Sly Stone, and John Batiste, Los Lobos, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, and Stevie Wonder, with a few surprising takes on the classics, including a bit of the late Baltimore pianist Hubie Blake's ragtime of John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever on American Roots.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Red and white, blue suede shoes. I'm Uncle Sam. How do you do? Give me five. I'm still alive. Come shine or rain, wave the flag, pop the bag, rock the boat, skin the goat. Change your act. We're all confused.
Grateful Dead live from the Mars Hotel, 1974. Jerry Garcia playing Uncle Sam, hiding out in a rock and roll band. Jerry used to wear the red, white, and blue top hat at times. The music by Jerry, lyrics from Robert Hunter and Bob Weir. The latter on the road himself this summer with Dead & Company. In 1968, the Staple Singers put out an LP called Soul Folk in Action. It contained one of my favorite songs, Long Walk to D.C., written by Homer Banks and Marvel Thomas. It commemorates the 1963 March on Washington, at which the Staples performed. Here's Mavis Staples out front with the family led by the late Pop Staples guitar on American Roots.
It's a long walk to D.C., but I got my walking shoes
on. On the way to Washington.
I can't take a plane, bus, a train, cause my money ain't that long. America,
we believe,
oh, that you love us still.
Love us still.
So people, I'm going to be under.
Yeah.
I wish I could live like I'm long. like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if by my horn I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, cause I know yet. And I'd sing, cause I know yet. Then I'd sing.
Chanteuse Nina Simone at the piano, 1967, with a civil rights anthem written by jazz pianist Billy Taylor. I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free started out as an instrumental. The words and music were inspired by Billy Taylor's daughter singing a spiritual. Nina Simone's own songwriting, in turn, partly inspired the sense of protest in this song. It's a narrative of Los Angeles Jewish songman Randy Newman's mystic chords of childhood memories traveling by train to New Orleans during World War II to reunite his mother with her family in the land of dreams. It's Dixie Flyer on American Roots.
I was born right here, November 43. My dad was a captain in the army, fighting the Germans in Sicily. My poor little mama didn't know a soul in L.A. She went down to the Union Station, made a getaway. Got on the Dixie Flyer, bound for New Orleans. Crossed the state of Texas to the land of dreams. On a Dixie Flyer, bound for New Orleans. Back to her friends and her family in the land of dreams. And her own mother came down to the station. Dress as black as a crow in a coal mine. She cried when a little girl got off the train. The brothers and the sisters came down from Jackson, Mississippi. In a great green Hudson driven by a Gentile they knew. Drinking rye whiskey from a flask in the back seat. Trying to do like the Gentiles do. Christ, they want to be Gentiles too. Who wouldn't down here, wouldn't you? An American Christian, goddamn. On the Dixie Flyer, bound for New Orleans. Cross the state of Texas to the land of dreams. On the Dixie Flyer, bound for New Orleans. Back to her friends and her family in the land of dreams. Back to her friends and her family in the land of dreams.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening time, all over this land. Hammer out danger, hammer out warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, singing in the evening time all over this land. Sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Time favorite version, If I Had a Hammer, written by Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes of the Weavers in the early 1950s, but sung there or swung there by Monroe, Louisiana native Toussaint McCall for Shreveport's Ron Records in the 1960s. Toussaint McCall's best-known song is Nothing Takes the Place of You, but that version of If I Had a Hammer is unmatched. Makes you ready to stop working and just dance this holiday weekend.
Some bottom, so that the dancers just won't hide.
Yeah!
Freedom from New Orleans' John Batiste. His 2021 album, We Are, written during the pandemic year as his call to get moving. This summer, he's asking people to post videos of themselves dancing, singing, painting, cooking, smiling, living, and put the song on in the background so that we can all share together. Very much John's personality, I think. Check out his dance video, Freedom. And we'll be back with a nostalgic taste of summer surf and twang when American Roots returns.